Ottawa, Major Gen. Danny Fortin's lawyers are citing Health Minister Patty Hajdu's statements during a television interview in May in their fight to prove their client's removal as head of Canada's vaccine distribution campaign constituted improper political interference. The interview on CTV's Question Period aired on May 30, 2 weeks after Fortin was abruptly removed from his high-profile but temporary position at the Public Health Agency of Canada because of a military police investigation. According to a transcript filed in federal court, Hajdu told interviewer Evan Solomon that she first learned of an investigation involving Fortin in March and agreed with PHAC President Ian Stewart's decision to remove him in May. I was alerted to a further development in May and at that time agreed with the president that Major Gen. Danny Fortin should be relieved of his duties with the Public Health Agency, Hajdu said. She later added, as I found out more about the next steps, that's when I asked President Stewart to look into it more closely. And President Stewart advised me that he was asking Major Gen. Danny Fortin to step aside, and I agreed with that decision. Fortin's lawyers have been arguing that only Acting Defense Chief General Wayne Ayre had the power under the National Defense Act to remove their client from his position given that he was still a serving member of the Canadian military while working at PHAC. They allege the decision to remove Fortin was unreasonable, lacked procedural fairness and involved Liberal government interference in the military chain of command, and are asking the court to reinstate him into his old role or an equivalent position. The Department of National Defense announced in a terse statement on May 14 that Fortin was stepping down from his position at PHAC, which he had held since November. Military police referred his case to the Quebec Prosecutor's Office 5 days later. The government did not say at that time who decided to remove him. Defense Minister Harjeet Sajjan would only say at the time that Ayre has advised me that Major Gen. Fortin has stepped aside. Fortin, a veteran of Afghanistan who more recently commanded a NATO training mission in Iraq, was formally charged in Gatineau, K., on August 18 with one count of sexual assault dating back to 1988. He has denied any wrongdoing. His lawyers are now asking the court for permission to file Hajdu's comments as evidence to back up their case and force the government to produce more documents on who made the decision to remove Fortin. The comments of the Minister of Health confirm her involvement in the decision to remove Major Gen. Fortin from his secondment at PHAC. They confirm Mr. Stewart's involvement, lawyer Thomas Conway wrote to the court on August 25. Conway added that Hajdu's comments support Fortin's sworn affidavit stating the decision was not made by Ayre, and contradict previous assertions by government lawyers that the acting defense chief was the sole decision-maker. Hajdu's office did not dispute the minister's involvement and instead indicated in a statement on Tuesday that she and Stewart were solely responsible for Fortin's removal from his position overseeing the vaccine distribution campaign. In May, in discussion with the president of the Public Health Agency of Canada, it was agreed that Major Gen. Fortin would be relieved of his duty as the vice president of logistics and operations at the Public Health Agency of Canada as the matter was going to be referred to the director of public and criminal prosecution, spokesman Andrew McKendrick said in an email. At no time did Minister Hajdu speak with the acting chief of defense about this matter. Ellipsis. Additionally, to confirm for clarity, decisions regarding personnel at the Public Health Agency of Canada are under the responsibility of the agency's president. An affidavit filed with the court from a senior military officer indicated Fortin remained under the military's authority while seconded to the health agency to lead the vaccine rollout. At all times, Major Gen. Fortin remained a member of the CAF under military command, as is customary when CAF members are assigned to organizations outside of the CAF either in Canada or abroad, reads Brig. Gen. Paul Prévost's affidavit dated August 12. As a CAF member, Major Gen. Fortin's service continued at all times to be administered by the CAF, Prévost added, noting Fortin's most recent performance report, which included his time with PHAC, was completed by a senior officer and signed by Ayre. A separate affidavit from the Director General of Human Resources at PHAC, Daryl Gauthier, dated the same day indicated Fortin never formally worked for the health agency. I have reviewed staffing records and confirm that at no time was Major Gen. Fortin an employee of PHAC nor was he seconded to PHAC pursuant to a formal secondment agreement, reads Gauthier's affidavit. Although he was publicly referred to as the Vice President Operations and Logistics, announced by the Prime Minister in late November 2020, he never formally occupied that position within PHAC. Haidu's spokesman declined further comment when asked about the affidavits, noting the matter is before the courts. I would again indicate that personnel matters with PHAC would fall under the responsibility of the agency's president, as would CAF personnel matters fall under the responsibility of the acting chief of defense staff, McKendrick said. The government has until September 17 to respond to Fortin's lawyers, with a court date scheduled for September 28. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 31, 2021. Lee Berthiumi, The Canadian Press.